While the Bridgeport mayoral election for 2023 is officially over, the fight to make sure that elections are done properly and fairly and honestly, that fight is certainly not over just yet. We have John Gomes, who is back on the show with us, because I learned shortly after the second general election wrapped up last month, I learned that there were some efforts to really take what happened in Bridgeport and make sure that we weren't going to just dust it under the carpet, to make sure that we are not going to allow election fraud to continue, not just in Bridgeport, but really across the state of Connecticut, where voters are starting to question whether or not we really care about voter confidence and the way that our elections are handled, whether we care about reforming absentee balloting, for example, since the pandemic. And so I wanted to talk to John Gomes and see what he's been working on since the election he was involved in obviously wrapped up. And he's taking this fight to the state level. So, John, welcome back to the show and thank you for your time.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So tell us, first of all, John, my understanding is you're not working solo. You're working with a few other people. Do you mind talking to us about what's been happening behind the scenes?
Well, there has been several conversations to look at the upcoming months as far as a legislative proposal to look at absentee reform, looking at areas such as definitely stiffer penalties that need to be implemented, the fraudulency which we saw because of false signature. We need some type of signature verifications. So we're looking to see what comes on the agenda and how I and others can be part of the testimony process to make sure that it's implemented, because, I mean, we're in a city that has been plagued by fraud, not only in the sense that complaints have been put, but now through the last election we had, we actually had video to show the actual process. We've had in the last 6 years in Bridgeport four court order primaries by three different judges. There is no sense of transparency, integrity here in Bridgeport when you talk about the electoral process. There's a sense of disenfranchised. There's a sense where people feel their vote did not count. And what has transpired is giving them complete sense, yes, my vote does not count, because not only do we have proof, but it has not been supported by those that we elect in office to take action to say the corruption must end. Instead, what they do is they embrace it and they say it's okay. We're going to endorse it. And the voters of Bridgeport right now are tired of it. The system that we have in place from the Democratic Town Committee and those elected in office do not represent the majority of the voters in Bridgeport, and we are divided.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that, John, only because the recent news was, to me, such an eyebrow raiser, and I have already made calls out to the Democratic State Party. I went above the Democratic Town Committee when I learned that the Bridgeport the Democratic Town Committee just reelected Wanda Jeter-Pataki to be the vice chair. I mean, it's just, it's, anyways.
Not only did they elect her, not only did they re-elect her as the vice chair again, but they also elected Maria Tessa.
Yes.
As the chair as well.
I saw that. I just think there's such a huge concerning, you know, and again, I really do think this goes beyond just Bridgeport. I certainly what you're saying, John Gomes, absolutely applies to Bridgeport. There's been a long standing issue in Bridgeport. The fact that we had, but this is where I'm afraid, because I'm not a Bridgeport resident. So for people who are listening and they're saying, yeah, no, I feel horrible that Bridgeport's going through this, but why does it matter? Here's why it matters. What we saw happen during this second go around of the general election is concerning to me. Governor Lamont, who has never endorsed anyone, decided to endorse Mayor Joe Ganim. Congressman Himes, Senator Blumenthal, Senator Murphy endorsing Mayor Ganim when they never got involved before. When you see that this is beyond Bridgeport and that we're okay with what was seen on video. And we're going to continue saying, okay, maybe it wasn't this man who was caught in the video, but it was people who are supporting his campaign, people who helped to get him reelected. I mean, when you see that there are bad actors and they're still saying, yeah, but we're going to endorse this campaign because it's going to benefit us in the long run and the party in the long run. That's scary to me, because who else are they doing that with? I mean, I look at other stories as well. The Connecticut Examiner, just what, a week or two ago, had an article that said there's a proposed change right now during the legislative session for drive-only licenses to be your proof that you can then vote. Well, you can't do that. I mean, I have family members who are not American citizens, but they have a driver's license, but it's right. Not that they are citizens here. They cannot vote, but this would allow them to vote. Another avenue for voter fraud. This is a statewide issue. I think this is something that is, well, I think Bridgeport was the starting point, but I think we uncovered something much bigger.
Well, you know, the thing is that the lack of action, there was plenty of evidence which was validated by the court order that said there was fraud. And this started back in September onto October, and then the general election happened. And again, we came in December. No action was taken by not only the authorities from the attorney general that has case pending from 2019, now in 2023. There were no actions taken. And then for these elected officials who represent all of the people of Bridgeport to take a stand as such was clearly a slap in the face for the voters, because it said it's okay to commit these fraudulent acts and sweep them under the rug and move them forward. To the other point, motor vehicle department have played a critical role going back to the November primary general election, where if you're a driver. You have a driver's license. When you go to the motor vehicle, if you don't check off that you are either Republican or Democrat, they will automatically switch you to unaffiliate. That has been playing a fact here for months, and we've complained to the state about that. And now to go and say just a validation on license without showing proof of citizenship, it's another act to further continue this sense of fraudulence that we are seeing. So there needs to be clear and direct action to really reinforce and bring back the sense of confidence, because the direction we're going is not the direction of democracy. It's not the process which we bring integrity and transparency and make every voter confident that when they walk in that booth that their votes are being counted fairly. And we've been asking for help from September 6th, when my campaign wrote a letter to the Secretary of State, to the Attorney General, to the governor, and other elected officials within the state to ask for help. And thus far, everything has been falling on silent ear until they chose to endorse based on selfish needs. After a letter was put out by the town chair here in the city of Bridgeport saying you must come and endorse us against John Gomes, who's on the independent line, or else there will be some consequences to your election process when it happens again, or your re-election process when it happens again. So Bridgeporters has to get up. We have to get up and unite stronger than ever and fight this. We cannot give up, because we must bring change forward. And I believe that justice will prevail one day here in Bridgeport. I really do.
So we're in the midst of the legislative session, which is wrapping up in the beginning of May. We are in what's called a short session. And there are hundreds of pieces of legislation being proposed and debated right now in Hartford. And it's kind of a mad dash to the finish. We see what, if anything, will pass. And what's interesting is there have certainly been calls even from Republicans who have said we need to look at voter fraud. We need to look at election fraud. We need to look at absentee ballot reform. And as far as what I've heard, At least in the inquiries and the feelers I've put out there to the Secretary of the State, for example, or the governor's office, crickets. I'm not really hearing an awful lot. But I did find out that just days after the general election redo in the city of Bridgeport for the mayor's race, I did hear that John Gomes and others are working together in crafting legislation to combat this exact same issue. So John Gomes is here, and I'd love to get some specifics, if you don't mind, John. What is in your proposal that you guys will be eventually presenting to lawmakers, and what's the goal? What would be considered a win at the end of this legislative session when it comes to election fraud?
Well, first of all, I want to say that we have not been reached formally to testify on behalf of any bills being presented. And we are asking those in elected office to request our presence, because we want to be the voice and the engine to work with them in bringing the changes forward. What we have, there are several areas that we're talking informally with some of the elected officials. Obviously, it involves a step for penalties. It involves that of signatures, which that's that one of the main vehicles to begin this fraudulency, because there is no process of identifying that the signatures are accurate and real. Right now, an application is taken. It's taken in numbers. And I'm not talking, you know, 5 or 10. You have people taking hundreds and then filling them out and bringing them in without proof of signature. And that's a past pattern. And then we also have to look at how do we keep both the registrar office and the town clerk neutral when we talk about political positions. So these are some of the things that we are in conversation with some of the elected officials off the record. I'm hoping that it becomes formal, along with a couple of the bills that have been somewhat proposed or in the channel of it, and allowing us to come and testify based on evidence we have and past history when you talk about Bridgeport and the absentee fraud.
So first and foremost, before any of this happens, John Gomes, it sounds like you have to get on the radar of lawmakers so that they'll call you up to even testify.
Well, the radar, we're on it. It's the courage to step up and say, we represent the majority of the people of Bridgeport. Does we need to bring some clarity and transparency to that and bring back integrity? We are on the radar. We have proof. They've seen the proof. The courts have seen the proof. Now it's a matter to understand that you're elected to represent the majority, not a selective few or a selfish interest. And that's what we need. We need those that want to change what's going on to have the courage to step up and say enough is enough, and let's do what's right for Bridgeport.
Well, as I mentioned, the session ends in the beginning of May, and I'm certainly hopeful as just a Connecticut resident. Again, I don't think you have to be with a specific political party to want to know the day of an election you're not wasting your time and that your votes are counting and that shady business isn't happening behind the scenes. You want to know that. And that could be as local as your town clerk, all the way up to the presidential election. You want to know that elections are being handled properly in the state of Connecticut. And so, John Gomes, we certainly will keep tabs on this story. And I thank you so much for talking about it here on WICC. I'm sure we'll be in touch. Thank you.
Well, thank you for having me. And I ask you to bring other elected officials, both on the Senate and on the state, to your show and ask them directly. What do you propose? What is on your mind? And how does that represent the majority of the people? Because if they're accepting the status quo and the system as is, it's because they're looking for their own re-election bid, not for the integrity of democracy and the electoral process when you talk about the city of Bridgeport.
Agreed. And certainly that is something, absolutely, that's definitely something all throughout the mayoral election in Bridgeport that we've continued to stress for both sides of the aisle, the governor, lieutenant governor, so the secretary of the state. And I certainly am not going to stop the issue there. We're going to keep pressing on it as well. Thank you, John. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
All right. John Gomes right here on WICC.